Fans are keeping August Alsina in their thoughts after he reportedly collapsed while performing in New York last night. Paramedics were called to the scene. He went out on a stretcher. We hear he hadn't eaten for a couple of days. Still unclear as to really what happened.
How do you forget to eat for a couple of days?
Well, I don't know if he forgot or he just hadn't. You know, sometimes you're really busy.
Sometimes like you're like a lot of people drink alcohol for days.
And that's your food.
You're right.
But you know how it is.
Granola bars.
Yeah, no, not granola bars. I don't know. Britney, of course, interviewed August Alsina, obviously, before he passed out. And the it's on our website. It's on the RussParmorningShow.com. She Instagrammed at RussParShow. Plus, we got a little stuff on Twitter from it, too, at RussParShow.
And, of course, next hour, we're going to re-air that interview because a lot of people complained.
Yes.
Okay.
Gucci Mane is in more legal trouble, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, he's serving a 39-month sentence anyway for federal gun charges. But remember that guy he supposedly hit with a champagne bottle after the man asked for a picture? Well, Gucci Mane pled guilty to aggravated assault yesterday, so he'll just have to serve both terms concurrently. And they probably won't even make him serve anything for that because he's already going to be in jail. Listen to this. Do you guys know about this yet? Robin Thicke owning up to having a problem with drug and alcohol abuse. He's never really done this. Now, his personal issues went public during his deposition in the ongoing legal battle with Marvin Gaye's children over blurred lines. Now, he says he was high on Vicodin and alcohol when he showed up to the studio on the day he created Blurred Lines with Pharrell. And he admits he didn't have anything to do with the creative process. Robin says he bragged in that interview to GQ about writing the song because he was jealous because Pharrell was getting so much shine and he wanted some of that credit.
Wow.
Guess what else he said?
What?
He said he didn't do one sober interview last year.
What?
Not one.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had him in here. And I never thought about 7 o'clock in the morning that he was ever sober.
You said it, but I thought.
I told you.
You told, but I said, no,
I said,
not Robin. You said
dude is high.
You said he was high.
I didn't do it on the air.
You didn't say it on air, but you said Freed is, yes.
Right, let's keep it real. Most dudes that come up in here and they're high, we tell them that they're high on the air in their face.
Yeah, but, and we can also smell it. We can also smell it. I don't think he was on that kind of high.
No, he was on something different.
Because we couldn't smell it.
And he kept his sunglasses on all the time.
Sunglasses on.
Because he knows I can look in his eyes, but it's just his actions.
Yeah.
However, I thought, well, he says Vicodin and alcohol. I presume something else as well. Because now that you think, now that I think about it, I can.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, come
I think
on. Now,
something
listen.
Else.
There, no one likes to admit anymore that allegedly cocaine could be an issue in their life.
Yeah.
But it's still big in Hollywood.
You know what? Somebody else was in here about a month ago, and they was on it too, but I ain't gonna say
their name. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of people use it as a appetite suppressant. But you don't realize, everybody that I knew back when I was younger that did cocaine on a regular basis, and this is not, scare me, Russ, scare me. Every one of those guys that got into their 50s had open heart surgeries.
Yeah.
Almost everybody I knew. I
worked
on rock radio
up.
When I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Not a little kid. I was a young kid out of college. And all those guys, I reached back that I used to work in at KLOS in Los Angeles. Almost all of them either had a heart attack or had, because that stuff rips your heart up.
Wow.
Makes your heart, makes the muscles
and
work too hard.
And the only thing I could think about that all of them had in common, heavy cocaine use.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was in L.A. That was the big thing back then.
Wow.
So that's not a scare tactic, y'all. It's just my personal fact, my personal observation.
All right, let me tell you this last story before I go. Iggy's ex now claims she signed her rights to that sex tape away to him back in 2009. TMZ has Image Online signature. It gives him exclusive rights to manufacture, sell, distribute, and advertise any recording, everybody-ing visual images.
And he looks like Deputy Dog. She just wouldn't want, she shouldn't even want that.
Why
out
Why
would
she
to
sign it?
Oh, oh,
who does that with a boyfriend? Like, well, and just in case she wanted to use
manager?
It. Just
well, he's a rapper, so maybe she was trying to get on like Kim Kardashian.
Sound like a close to 360 deal.
Possible.
Yeah. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot at the Wire. Hey, go check out that August Alsina interview.
Yeah,
RussParmorningShow.com.